It's one question the Fed won't answer. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
I don't think anyone knows whether we're going to have a recession or not. And if we do, whether it's going to be a deep one or not. It's not knowable.
But Fed Chief Jay Powell still hopes to avoid sending the economy over the edge while battling inflation. The central bank making a smaller half-point rate hike today. And Powell saying again there's a ways to go, still watching for a sustained effect on inflation.
The historical record cautions strongly against prematurely loosening policy. We will stay the course until the job is done.
Stocks sinking as the Fed made its move, then bouncing back up for a while. The Dow down 128 points at the bell. New York could join the growing list of states banning TikTok on government-issued devices over security concerns.
If New York does pass this legislation, it is going to be the first state with a Democratic governor to do so. As of today, at least seven Republican states, Texas, Alabama, Nebraska, Oklahoma, South Carolina, and South Dakota, and Utah, prevent TikTok use on taxpayer-funded phones, tablets, and computers. Security experts say the app, which is owned by a Chinese company, ByteDance, collects data from users that could end up being used for nefarious purposes by Beijing.
Fox's David Lee Miller, North Dakota's Republican governor, also announcing a TikTok ban. And there's a broader bipartisan effort in Congress targeting social media companies with Chinese or Russian ties. TikTok says the state bans are based on unfounded, politically charged falsehoods. France is headed back to the World Cup final with a 2-0 win over Morocco, the first African and Middle East country to make the semifinals. France is trying to be the first country to win two World Cups in a row. They'll play Argentina to defend their title. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Republicans in the House are lining up against a spending agreement that so far has support from the top Republican in the Senate.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says there's no rush to pass a long-term government funding bill just weeks before the GOP takes control of the House.
They should not jam us now. They should not jam the American public. We cannot afford it.
An emerging omnibus spending bill is expected to top $1.5 trillion, funding the federal government through the rest of the fiscal year. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell says if it's free of partisan poison pill provisions, he'll support it. Approval will require a majority in the House and at least 60 votes in the Senate. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Lawmakers are also working on a short-term bill to avoid a government shutdown, though. Current funding runs out Friday. One person wounded and a suspect is dead after a shooting at an Amazon warehouse in Arizona. Police in Chandler say someone who was not an employee shot a contracted worker earlier today, and then a second contracted worker shot and killed the suspect. There's been no word on a motive. He'll be remembered as the dancing DJ on the Ellen DeGeneres Show. Stephen Twitch Boss has died. He was 40.
His wife, Allison Holker Boss, confirmed the news with People magazine in a statement which read, "Stephen lit up every room he stepped into. He valued family, friends, and community above all else. And leading with love and light was everything to him. He was the backbone of our family, the best husband and father, and an inspiration to his fans. She did not confirm the cause of death. She ended the statement asking for privacy for her and her family. Ellen tweeted out, "I'm heartbroken. Twitch was pure love and light. He was my family and I loved him with all my heart. I will miss him." Michelle Polino, Fox News.
We're recapping the sell-off on Wall Street, the Dow down 142. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.